Please welcome Mr. Shai Davidi. Hello, Shai. How are you?
Morning, gentlemen.
Thanks for doing this.
No problem.
So, very confusing weekend for me. And I'll tell you why. Because I don't have all the information, so it's hard for me to say whether or not this Jay Happ signing is a great one, because we got our 4-5 and we're locked down, but we seem to be missing the front half of that rotation, and the rumors of David Price seem to be squashed. So I'm leaning towards the Jays being done. I do like Jay Happ. You know, I don't know which one we're going to get, Mariners Jay Happ or Pirates Jay Happ. How are we supposed to feel about the direction that the Blue Jays are going with this rotation?
Well, there's a couple things at play there. One, I'm not certain how realistic David Price's return ever was, because philosophically, the Blue Jays have always been opposed to the type of risks that come with the mega contract it would take to get him signed. And certainly it seems that philosophy is going to continue under Mark Shapiro. Now, what the Blue Jays have done this winter is they've returned to free agency for starting pitchers, and they signed two pitchers via free agency. They're the first multi-year deals the Blue Jays have given out to a free agent pitcher since A.J. Burnett in 2005. So we're talking a very long time. But they've gone for more of the mid-range, lower-risk, conservative type of pitcher where the risk is more minimal. And they haven't had to surrender a draft pick to get either guy. So I think what you're looking at is the Blue Jays banking on Marcus Stroman becoming that front of the rotation guy, getting and then having several pitchers who can give them solid production behind them, and Jay Happ fits into that mold. Now, a lot of this is going to depend on your opinion on Jay Happ. Do you believe in the guy that he was with Pittsburgh? Do you believe the guy he was in 2014 with the Blue Jays? Or do you look at some of his other years and say, oh, well, we might be buying that. This is a bad deal.
So in the last final third of the season last year, he was one of the best pitchers in baseball. And so how probable is it in your mind that he can continue with the delivery changes he's made to be a dominant pitcher?
You know, my guess is that what you're going to get is a combination of that. And I think back to 2014, where, you know, there were spurts where Jay Happ was the guy he was in Pittsburgh, and there were spurts where he was the guy in Seattle. And there were points that he pitched very well in Seattle, too. But he seems to be, you know, for lack of a better way to put it, all or nothing at certain points of the season. Either he's going to be really good or he's going to be really bad. And there doesn't always seem to be a middle ground where, you know, he grinds through for six innings, gives up four runs, but gives the team a chance to win. So if the Blue Jays can get a little bit more consistency out of him, then there's going to be a bit more upside to that game. But, you know, you have to be prepared for the fact that it could be that erratic type of guy where over the course of 30 starts, you know, there's going to be 10 where he's just not good at all.
Shai, I'd be interested to get your impression of what this signing means and whether or not you, as someone who is with this team day-to-day, writes this team day-to-day, you understand the inner workings. You were here for the Magic last year. How do you size up what the Jays have done with their rotation in as far as servicing this lineup and going forward? Because, you know, Mark Shapiro is no Dayton Moore, number one. But I would love to get your impression of what you seem to think this signals, and you've kind of alluded to it, but do you agree with it, I guess, is more after seeing what we've seen last year?
Well, what I'll say is that there are a few different ways to skin the cat, and this isn't necessarily the ideal way. There's a bit more risk and there's a bit more volatility in the approach that they have taken, but the Kansas City Royals, when they lost James Shields, they stocked their rotation with some, you know, 3, 4, 5 types, and at the deadline, went out and got Johnny Cueto. And the Blue Jays could certainly take a similar approach this year, and given the offense they have, that should be enough. I mean, really, the only reason the Blue Jays were, you know, 50-50 just approaching the trade deadline was because the bullpen kept on frittering away games. So if the Blue Jays take care of their bullpen and, you know, address a couple of the other issues. I think they're going to need another middle infielder with Devin Travis set to miss the start of the season. They can certainly be similarly competitive to the way that they were last year, especially if Marcus Stroman takes a step forward. Now, you're really banking heavily on your offense being able to repeat, and you're counting on the bullpen emerging and being able to stop the gap. So there is some risk there. The preference is obviously to get a higher-end starter because that brings a lot more stability and potential to your rotation. But I think it's clear that there is a bit less tolerance for risk under the new regime, and that's what's been evident in the approach that they've taken this offseason.
So are you worried about that? Are you worried about the bullpen? Like, there's still quite a lot of work to be done there. Is that the way you see it?
Well, I don't know about quite a lot of work, but you've got, you know, you got Sanchez, Osuna, and Cecil, which gives you a pretty strong three, but they need... I think they need a couple guys behind them. I mean, Aaron Loop, are you convinced that he's going to bounce back? I mean, that would help. That would give him the second lefty, but you may need another left-hander there too because you saw how exposed they were with only one left-hander during the playoffs. And I think they're going to need another right-hander to ensure that they don't kill Sanchez and Osuna and that they're able to keep them fresh and pitching effectively because a rested bullpen is often an effective bullpen.
So do you like the move, yes or no?
Yeah,
that's all you need to say.
I understand the move, you know.
Yeah, but do you like it?
I don't dislike it. I think that there's a reasonable chance that it works out well.
Yes, and I'm with you. I love the move. I'll just straight up say I like the move.
I love it. I appreciate you doing this. No, he's doing his job, and I appreciate it. You got to look at it a little more clinically than most, and I know that there is some merit there as well. I just well, let's hope that there's a plan that we don't know exists.
Well, I mean, you know, the one thing that I will say is that the Blue Jays did look at bringing Jay Happ back at the trade deadline last year, but, you know, the Pirates were willing to take Happ's money and the Jays weren't. So, I mean, they had interest in him and they believed in him even before he turned it around in Pittsburgh. So I think that says something to how much they believe in his ability to perform.